This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're 5 days into the UN's conference on climate change in Paris. This week, Chinese President Xi Jinping told delegates that countries should be allowed to seek their own solutions according to their national interest. This from the leader of the world's biggest carbon emitter. But as Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports, China has also been taking aggressive action on this.
China's political system is an imperfect one at best, but when it comes to laying out targets for carbon emissions, it does the job.
I think the advantage is obvious.
Mark Clifford is author of The Greening of Asia.
It's a very top-down system. It's run and led by engineers. They look for technical, engineering-driven, technocratic solutions. They believe in climate change because they're scientists.
And that's why China's government has invested billions into becoming a world leader in wind, solar, and hydropower. Nuclear energy is undergoing a renaissance in China, too. 4 out of 10 nuclear power plants currently under construction in the world are in China. China's reliance on coal, too, is shrinking. But Beijing-based Zhou Xijiu, a director at IHS Solutions, says there's an economic reason for that.
I think the most important driver of that reduction is the industrial slowdown. It's not the environmental policy.
Joe says central planning is crucial for China to meet its carbon reduction goals, but he rejects the idea that China's government acts as an integrated unit when it comes to making environmental policy. On the contrary, Joe says there's a fierce debate underway in Beijing between government officials who want to prioritize China's environment and others who think doing so will further slow down China's economy, leading to more unemployment.
So there's still very much a balancing act to play here. And the more you get into sort of domestic politics here, the more you realize that the different voices are probably just as hard to coordinate as you would have in Washington.
Although, says Joe, those debating voices in Beijing aren't as public as those inside the Beltway. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.